So I wanted to light the fireplace earlier today. It's like, the thing about it is, though, I'm a little bit scared of gas.
Okay.
Because I don't want to blow up the house.
How do you do a show with Big Fatty if you're scared of gas?
And it's very complicated. I wish in one of the apartments I lived in, I had a gas fireplace and all I had to do...
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
How do you
blow up the house?
Show with Big Fatty if you're scared of gas.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 3404 of the BFO for Monday the 22th of February 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and maybe we'll get around to some so-so questions. Oh, Big Fatty, take your time. Wiggers, Big Fatty Vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're powdered wiggers because y'all, you know who wore the powdered wig. Yes, Big Fatty, George Burthington. And today's his wash day. It's true. Y'all, it's actually George Burthington's wash day today. And Big Fatty, does he wash his underpants? Does he just get out the sandpaper for his wooden teeth? Or does he just, maybe he just chop down that cherry tree with his wooden teeth? Big Fatty, could we come up with anything else? Well, we could ask Martha. Yeah, cause y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right little show. Y'all don't really remember anything much about Thursday. Y'all been sleeping really well all this weekend. Y'all, it's just been lovely. Just lovely. But y'all, it's been chilly. Chilly, chilly, eeny weeny, chilly beany. Yes, we can eat. Y'all on for right day. Y'all, by the way, I have been getting all my nipple walks. Y'all, let me just, before I go into my weekend, y'all, let me just, I just want to send a shout out to that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Y'all, he's been, he's on the Apple clock with Big Fatty, and y'all, he's been closing all his rings. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm just overwhelmed that he could be bothered. Well, becoming the fitness guru. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, Gay Country West put out a post. He's on the Apple clock too, with Big Fatty, saying, he says, it's time to, take the Nesty plunge. And, y'all, he's going to be, dropping the tonnage. He promises not to get down to, 129 pounds. Big Fatty. Okay. But he says, I gotta lose some of this, girth. And so, anyway, y'all, if you see him on the socials, media, you know, that's what the kids are calling it, send them some encouragement. Yes, Bikini, now could you tell us about the weekend? Well, y'all, we're gonna have brofkus. We decided on brofkus, for Friday evening. Y'all, I had, you know, got the table all set and everything. And y'all, my everyday dishes is something they used to sell at the Belk. At the Belk department store, it was called Plantation Garden. And y'all, it has pineapples around the edge of it. But y'all, I only had one serving bowl with that set. And y'all, I went on the inner tubes. And y'all, a place called replacements.com or something like that. Y'all, they had an 8-inch and a 9-inch serving bowl in the pattern, and so y'all, I ordered them. I just decided I'm just gonna be that gay, bitch. Ready? And y'all, bread plates had gotten broken, so I ordered one of those too. Yes, we got it. But anyway, back to this, y'all. I had the thick cut Wright's applewood bafran, and I had the Kanaku smoked sausage. We had scrambled eggs. We had Geechee grits, Geechee Boy grits. That's a brand of grits near south of Charleston. And y'all, we had the hash brown potatoes. You know, the crispy ones, like at the Waffle House. And y'all, then we had king cake, and we had some Krispy Kremes also. And y'all, before everybody was arriving, y'all, we had nuts, and we had cheese cookies, and we had the cauliflower stalks and dip. And y'all, it was just a lovely evening. And I think everybody had a pretty good time. Hey, y'all got up on Saturday morning. Y'all, it was supposed to be just nasty, rainy on Saturday. And y'all, I was able to get out and get my nipple walks in, but y'all, it was cold and wet, and it was February is what it was. Had me some more of my soup. I'm gonna be finishing that. Y'all, I always make too much, anyway, I'm gonna finish that off this week. Then what else did I do? Y'all, most of my weekend, y'all, I've spent trying to update the archives of the BFO. I'm already up to, I think as of right now, February of 2019. And we're getting there. I would say this week everything will be restored. And y'all, if any of you are going back and listening to them or checking them out, y'all, if there's ever a problem, just let Big Fatty know. Yes, Big Fatty, Jay the Horn Cub will be telling us in about 2031 when he finds a problem. Y'all, Saturday night, I went to bed early. I was tired, and I slept. It was just lovely. It's all I'm gonna say. And y'all got up Sunday morning, had my coffee, and had some of the leftover Geechee grits and smoked sausage, and a little piece of the king cake, and. And you did my nipple walks and everything. Y'all, the sun was out. It was nice. It was nice on Sunday. It was in mid-50s. And I think we're supposed to get up to near 70 sometime this week. Big, fatty, old people eating soup, watching the 60 Minutes, and talking about the weather. Believe it or not, y'all, it was just a quiet weekend. Yes, Big Fatty!
Where
let's see, y'all, today. Today, the 22th of February. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, McFaddy, you've already told us. George Birthington's wash day. No, there's another one. Oh, y'all, this person, I believe, is still a dedicated listener. Big Fatty, bless his heart. Y'all, he used to do that little show, The Occasional Homosexual. Y'all, it was actually, it was The Occasional Fag. Y'all, he likes to go on the rides at Coney Island. Oh, Big Fatty, who doesn't love to ride a Coney? Coney Island's like an amusement park. Oh, I thought it was like a weenie. He probably likes to ride a weenie, too. Big Fatty! Y'all, I am talking about... Y'all, and by the way, he is an accomplished photographer. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only David B. Oh, Big Fatty, we love David B. It's true, we do. So, y'all, if you see David B. on the 20 or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Kiss me, Fatty.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a So-So question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the minimal effort you put into that totally uninspired a bumper that you got there. But y'all have gotten a few more so-so questions, but y'all don't have, I think I've got one voice letter so-so question and two e-letters, so y'all, what, Big Fatty, do you blame them? I mean, who really gives a damn? Well, I guess you're probably right. Yes, Big Fatty, anyway, y'all, here's our first so-so question.
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Kathy's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Here, Gussie, y'all, Miss Patty Bacon. Miss Patty Bacon has sent in a so-so question, and it says, "Ole, Big." You know, that's hello backwards. Yes, we Patty. It's me, Patty Bacon from Nidraba, North Dakota. Ole. You know, that's hello backwards. Yes, we Patty. I should say, it's me, Patty, the biggest loser, because, again, I'm not the one of the top three fans. I do not accept these results, and my lawyer, Star Jones, is filing lawsuits. She may send sub-penis to Poodle and that Darth Vader. Big Fatty, a sub-penis? Does that mean like a submissive penis? Well, maybe. Oh, but heavens, to Hetsy, ole, Poodle, it's me, Patty Bacon, hi, hi, Patty Bacon, it says, now, for a so-so question, I heard an oral fax from someone with a British accent, talking about Ferrari roaches. Ferrari roaches. That got me thinking, Big. What are your favorite nuts? Mine are hazel and Brazil, for the record. Toodles, Patty. Well, Patty Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always lovely to hear from you. And Poodle is already looking forward to a sub-penis. And absolutely a social question because, you know, Patty, you've been listening to this little show long enough to know that, you know, Big Fatty is a big fan of the nuts and the hazel nuts. You know, Shirley Booth loves the hazelnuts also, and I'm sure you've had more than your share of Brazilians, but anyway Big Fatty's and I'm really ashamed that you didn't know this, Big Fatty's favorite nuts are large hairy ones. Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Moose. I don't know if this will blow it out or a so-so question, but anyway, here goes. I went to the gas station the other day and hit the premium button, and instead of seeing two prices for gas come up, like I would normally expect, they had three prices. The first, highest price, was credit. Okay, I expected that. The next price was cash. I didn't expect that. It was a little lower. The third price, though, was app. It turns out this particular gas station uses an app to pay for their thing, their gasoline. And it's the cheapest price. But I don't want to share my banking information with an app in a gas station. Are they doing that down there in South Carolina? Anyway, appreciate it. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Moose, Moose P. And Moose, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And you're correct. That could be a so-so question or blowing it out. But since it's February, I just don't have the energy to look for the blowing it out music. But so it's absolutely a so-so question. I've not seen this before. However, I do know that... That some of the petrol stations have a club price, which is usually the lowest, and that might be associated with an app. But I just go to the Sam's Club, and you know they just have the cheap. But I do pay for it on my phone with the Americans Express. Oh yes, Big Fatty, and you know where David that blue jeans guy goes.
We're on your way to the convenience stores of Speedway.
Y'all, here's the last so-so question I have. It's from that Lamont Cranston. He's up there in that New York City. It says, hey, Big Fatty, I have a question, but it may just be a so question, not a so-so question. I'll be the judge of that. What color extra sharp cheddar cheese is best for the cheese cookeries? I know presentation is important. Thanks, Lamont Cranston, comma, wealthy young man about town. Well, Lamont, first of all, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always lovely to hear from you. And Lamont, absolutely a so-so question. This is, you know, again, this is like that Patty Bacon question. In these times we live in, we do not use the white extra sharp cheddar. We use the yellow orange because it makes it look like a cheese cookery. Oh, Nick, I see. Otherwise, it would just be an albino cookery. Freddy, I hadn't thought about that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely George Worthington's wash day. Y'all, I believe linens are the big going item in the stores now. I'm sure Dr. Stone will probably have a rundown on what's a good sale price. So check the BFO and see what his comments are. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids, that Daniel Bieber and old Crooked Hat. Oh, y'all, by the way, did you hear the gayish boys talking about Crooked Hats and never mentioned Adam? And Daniel, what did you think about that gayish show?
How do you blow up the house?
Joe with Big Fatty, if you're scared of gas.
Oh, you use gas to turn your hat around? Oh, that's odd.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.